Every Wednesday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison, and he joins us this morning as always. How are we doing, Maurice?
Well, yeah, Andrew, great to be here again.
Mate, good to have you. The strategic plan meetings, we're hearing a lot about these, actually start tomorrow.
Yeah, they do, out at the Maryville School of Arts at 5 p.m. and then February the 8th at the Aberdeen Bowling Club at 6 p.m. February the 15th at Moonan Flats Memorial Hall at 6 p.m. February the 17th, Scone Chamber at 6 p.m. February the 22nd at Murundi Bowling Club at 6 p.m. And February the 24th at Cassilis Community Centre at 6 p.m. This is an opportunity to come along with a 10-year vision. And then, of course, we've got to find the budget to deliver.
Well, it gives the people the opportunity to put forward their ideas and suggestions. You can't ask for better than that. And I did want to mention everybody at Maryville gets a double bang for their buck tomorrow because you've got the MR358 meeting straight after.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's just to kill two birds with one stone. And, give some updates on that and where we're heading.
All right. Now, what's happening with the Kelly Street upgrade, mate?
That was great news to have local member Barnaby Joyce come up last week and announce an additional $8 million. On top of the rest of the money we had from the state and feds. Now, this gives us now, we can finish the project from the end, one end right to the other, and it's great news.
When would we expect to start seeing the work started there, mate?
Well, I think now we've got the money, which is very important, I believe. I've always said that we need to get all the money in before we start.
For sure.
I would imagine April, May, we may go out for tender. And then you'd imagine it won't be that long after we'll start seeing some action.
Oh, looking forward to seeing that change in the future, actually. I think it's going to be brilliant. Now, the caravan rest area.
Yeah, this has been on the books for quite a few years. I mean, fighting for this. And remember, it's just a rest area. Just you've got to self-maintain down at Billrose Complex. We're nearly ready. Just got to give that another mow now, and we'll start accepting caravans in. And I think it's very important that for our area, put some economy back in for our tourists and our visitors.
Just to qualify, it's not a caravan park. It's just basically a stopover spot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a self-contained. You've got to have everything of your own. It's just a safe area down in there to enjoy the night in Scone and support our town.
All right. And finally, you got some fantastic news about warbirds.
Yes, Council this week made the decision, of course, with COVID, and we made the decision that we are going to soldier on with this great, magnificent weekend, and there's some very, very good planes visiting. We're getting more and more interest, and I won't give too much away, but over the next couple of weeks, I will get a list of what's going to happen and when and where, and I can't wait for this weekend.
I think it's going to be brilliant, the 26th and 27th of March, and I reckon it'll be COVID-friendly because everybody's head is going to be up looking towards the skies. They won't be breathing at each other, they'll be looking up.
Right, and it's important to know it's an outdoor event.
Yes.
And, we need people there to support us because it costs a lot of money to put this on. And we're just hoping that people by then are confident to get out in the open and support what we've got in our beautiful little valley. And, can't wait to have it up and running.
In the next several weeks, there'll be some more news coming out about some of the wonderful aircraft that will be on display. I can't wait for it. I'm a fighter plane nut, so it's going to be brilliant.
Mate, it sounds good. We might be able to get you in the back of a twin-seater Harvard or something and give a few loops.
I would swap my first child for that if you could do that for me, Maurice. She might not be keen on the idea, but I would be.
Very good.
Maurice Collison, as always, thank you very much for joining us to keep us up to date with what's doing around the district.
Thanks, Andrew. Catch up next week.